Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source every single week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G. And this is our midweek special. This is what we put out Tuesday, Wednesday, kind of in the middle of our work week here, to put stuff out, to make sure that we touch on stuff that maybe didn't hit last week's show and won't make it into this weekend show, and talk about any breaking news and new topics. So there's a lot going on this week, and one thing, I'm going to make some changes to the show here. I wanted to address this real quick. You'll notice, as much as we love our music on the podcast, we are going to be toning it down a little bit in the middle of the show. And I'd love to get your comments. Feel free to send us your take over on Around the House with Eric G. You can actually hit us up on social media or over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send a message over there. We're going to dial back a little bit of the music and try to keep a more cohesive conversation. You know, when we do our big interviews with people, we tend to not cut them up and put the breaks in there what we do on radio. But when we do our normal, typical show, we've got those in the show. And that's what you hear, is you hear those radio breaks. And I've, over the years, cut the music back a little bit and don't play the bumper music in between stuff so much. But I'm going to try taking a couple of those out and see what happens and see if it makes for a better listening experience for everybody else. So that's going to be coming soon here with some new editing tricks. We're going to play around with that a little bit. But today I wanted to take on one of the big myths of painting, and now that we're into spring and people are starting to look at the exterior, I mean, this week we're supposed to be 80 degrees here in Portland, Oregon, where I'm broadcasting from, and we're definitely in exterior painting weather. Now, here's the thing. This is what I want to talk about. Is all-in-one paint and primer cracked up to what it says it is or what people think it is, or are you better just doing old school primer and doing paint? So let's dive into this a little bit. For instance, if you're doing work around your house and you maybe re-drywalled a room, you're like, I'm going to get some of that great Zinsser or name a famous brand primer and then paint over the top of it. My first comment to you is slow down, partner. You should be putting up a PVA drywall primer first on new drywall. That way that soaks in, creates kind of that vapor barrier to keep the paint out where you're going to see it, not inside the drywall. So always make sure with new drywall that you're using PVA primer. But really, when you're painting and you've got maybe old checked paint on the outside of your house, or you've got maybe an oil-based paint on trim and you're going to paint latex over it, is paint and primer all-in-one going to work? And to be honest, the answer is it might. But what happens when you're wrong? It does have a little bit better adhesion properties and a little bit better stain blocking properties. Is the all-in-one as good as using a primer? Not a chance. Not a chance. You're better off getting the good primer And it depends on what kind of primer you want. If you've got stains, then you want to get one of those primers that's meant for stain blocking. You know, if you've got a rough surface on the exterior that you want a little bit thicker, then I would go for one of the thicker primers that's really meant for adhesion and stain blocking. For instance, I use a lot of Miller paint, and in the Northwest region, they are a local paint manufacturer here. I like it because they're designed for my area and my paint. You know, my paint is meant for my climate. And it works really well. They've been a great partner with me, and we do a lot together. Great. I love their primer. It works awesome. Are there other great primers and other great paints out there? Absolutely. Do I depend on something that means something to me, on the all-in-one to do all the job for me? No. Quite frankly, primer is a little bit cheaper. So get a good primer. Lay down that coat over those troubled areas. Or if you're changing color from dark to light, it's not a bad thing. Or if you're painting over like raw cedar, you know, if you're painting over raw cedar, you want something that's going to be nice and thick, that's going to lay in and really keep it from bleeding. These are all things you want to work with. But really, get the right primer for the project and then use a really good paint and you're going to be golden. Don't lean on one product to do all the heavy lifting. And then more importantly, in between those coats, let that cure out. Follow the directions. And you're going to be good to go. Now, if you're thinking about some exterior painting out there as well, there are paints for vinyl siding, but I have seen more horror stories in the last year of people trying to paint vinyl siding because vinyl siding was never intended to be painted. And it's tough to make it look good. And if you take a light color and paint it dark in the sun, you could have a melty mess where it's all going to fall off the side of your house. And yes, I've got pictures of it. It goes horribly because plastics are different. And companies like Sherwin-Williams make paint for vinyl siding. But that still doesn't change the fact of that vinyl siding being formulated for the color that it's in. So be careful with that. But really, if you're doing interior, exterior, you know, if you've got some areas, for instance, this is where I say you don't have to go through and prime. If you've got some wall patches, little tiny stuff, where there was maybe a hollow wall anchor or something like that in there, any one of those small, you know, small patches, that all-in-one paint primer is going to work great for you. Shouldn't have too much of an issue. Might have to do a second coat or even a third coat over those areas where you had filler. But really, you're going to be probably okay. Whereas before, you probably wanted to prime that because it would just keep soaking it in, soaking it in, soaking it in. So that's okay. But if you're coming in and you've got a fairly glossy bathroom or a semi-gloss trim, I'd be putting the primer down first and another coat on top of that because that primer gives you that adhesion. You know something? I tried this at my house. I tried a really good paint on top of doors that were painted 25 years ago in oil base. First time you rubbed up against that door, oh, buddy. That paint was really good they put on there the first time. It sat there, and it flaked right off. And I did sand and scuff it, so it was ready to go. Now I went back and used a good primer. Not a problem. It's taken the wood off with it if you scratch it. So really, you just need to create that adhesion layer and make sure you're doing good and you've got things cleaned up, ready to go. That's the key to all this, making sure that your prep is there. And part of that prep is that primer. So just to dispel the paint and primer is one, is that saving you a step? In small cases, yes. Will it go a little longer on your painting project? Yeah, probably. Will it cover better? Yeah, I bet it will. But as it replaced primer, not a chance. Only in specific situations that does it. So make sure you get the primer. Make sure you get the paint. You're going to be good to go. And then watch your overnight temperatures right now. I mean, we're going to be, if you're painting in the afternoon here, we're getting at night in the 40s. Watch what your paint says the minimum temperature can be. Because a lot of paints don't like you getting below 50 degrees. And here in my area where I'm going to be 80 during the day and 42 at night, you might have some paint curing problems as well. So make sure, You know, wait till you get some little warmer overnight temperatures to make sure that you don't have any dew problems. And I've had this happen before. Years ago, you'd go like this, and you have that morning dew in the morning that would hit the side of the house, and you had runny, drippy paint and streaks down the side of it, and you got to repaint that elevation. And that's never good. And then make sure, if you're up on your roof and you've got a two-story house and maybe that porch, make sure you are masking off that lower roof surface before you paint above it, especially if you see it. Because there is nothing that will take paint off of that roofing surface below. And you know why I know this? Because we tried to with my little brother. Because he hired a painting company to come in, and they got paint all over his lower roof surface. And what are they doing this week? They're re-roofing his house because the insurance company had to pay for that. So make sure you mask things off that you don't want paint on, especially roofing surfaces and things like that. So that is a really big thing to pay attention to on these painting projects outside. But really, more importantly, make sure you get that prep work. Everything's caulked, everything's filled, trimmed, whatever you need to do out there. Like for my house, I got some big woodpecker holes to go replace some trim on before I dive into this next painting project. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday. Thanks for listening to Around the House. And of course, I'll see you on the Pro Insider on Thursday and the show on Saturday. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening again to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.